What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting right in your ear holes from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application.
Yay!
God, the bakers have been quiet for a few days. Or crabdiving.com.
He didn't switch over to the other side. He's not dead, right?
No.
That would be horrible.
Just his finances, apparently.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. They're poor.
Send cash.
Maybe they can't afford to be on the air or something like that. Come on, pussies.
We're going to send Lori to the Piggly Wiggly parking lot.
Why wouldn't God bail?
The trunk open to put the cash.
Yeah, why wouldn't God bail you guys out?
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
Masturbation. Sadomasochistic abuse.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us on social media. Tweet us during the show. We check our Twitter feed during the show live at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. We're also on the Facebook and on the Instagram,
yes.
et cetera. It is Faithless Friday. Let's see what's going on in the world, everybody.
Boo.
And let's get our heathen nipple clamps on.
Right. Where are they?
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer in a big fat fuck you. Let's get the fuck yous out of the way. Number one, Donald Trump, go fuck yourself. Number two.
Oh, yeah, kid.
Oh, you're not that flexible. And by the way, the way you stand is bizarre. It is bizarre. I just watched this.
That's very odd.
Yeah. What's wrong with him?
Frontal lobe dementia.
Oh yeah, maybe
quite possibly is. Oh, speculation on the internet that's one of the symptoms of.
Is that for real?
Yeah, I don't know if that's exactly a symptom.
What
I've
is
seen,
it?
I've seen a lot of
front lobe
memes.
Fuck face-itis.
Like prefrontal lobe dementia.
Early
frontal lobe dementia or something that
good
causes
news, everybody.
That fucked up stance where it looks like. You're going to turn around and say, take Jeez. Me, daddy.
Does that make you want to quote George Wallace?
My computer's being
a little
twatty.
Everybody's being real twatty lately. God, the twattiness is like on level 10.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. Help out the show. If you buy shit at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. And we get a little commissione from Jeff Bezos.
Oh, we get paid, baby!
Comes over, we have pizza.
Oh, yeah, he brings a big sack of cash.
Let's see what's going on in the
right.
news, shall we?
Oh, yeah, so we.
Over at the commie, Pinko Liberal.
Defeat.
HuffPo.
Nine!
A batshit day.
Yes.
Could categorize it.
Even
as,
in
so
our,
far.
Even in... the time we live in, this would be considered bat shit.
Yeah, things are. This is worst case scenario.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
I don't want to speculate.
Right.
But I guess it could get worse, but I don't even want to think about it. We're in the middle of a horrific pandemic. and our president is inciting violence.
Well,
and pouring kerosene on race rioting.
Well, we in fact know it will get worse.
Not race rioting. There's white people rioting too, by the way.
Well, we know it'll get worse, by the way, because the second wave of the corona is coming, right? And, you know,
one would expect
that will make it worse.
We shall see.
Yeah.
It'd be great if there wasn't.
Oh, yeah. It would be nice. It would be very nice.
HuffPo headline says the president wants blood. America was already soaked in it.
Right. Yes.
The continuing twit war proceedeth.
Yeah.
Between Trump and Twitter. This is by Taryn Finley.
Yes.
She opens with, "I'm mad as hell when protests turned into civil unrests in Minneapolis as folks demanded the arrest of the four officers, one subsequently arrested."
Yes.
A few hours ago.
Right.
Responsible for George Floyd's death, I knew to prepare for the same cycle we saw in Ferguson and Baltimore just a few years ago. Another black life taken by the hands of those that are supposed to serve and protect us. The cops are fired, but not arrested, despite video evidence that they're responsible for someone's death. Folks, mostly black people, protest. People bring out the riot squad. Police bring out the riot squad. Throw tear gas at the protesters. Tired of a system in which their lives are always at stake, black protesters turn to civil unrest.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't come as a surprise when you see folks running out of Target, which funded surveillance cameras around downtown Minneapolis in a move that some called predatory.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I was going to say, the places that they're going after, they're not driving to St. Paul and ripping white women out of their two flat condos or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They're attacking the infrastructure and the symbols that the police are actually working for.
Yeah.
When they should be working
for
them and for we the people. But the police are working for Target.
Yeah,
and the whole system it represents. The police are working
for
all of these businesses.
And they want this. It's not like, let's be real, these cops want conflict. They want to fire tear gas. They want to crack skulls.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to think otherwise is kind of insane. I mean,
they make special body armor that accounts for erections.
Mike Pence is like, I need an extra strength.
Well, not my
oh, yeah, shit,
maybe
yeah.
Not, maybe not Mike Pence.
We talk about the religious oppression shit. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Trump, I mean, you can't even, well, let's.
What an asshole.
I can't stand Mrs. Trump. I can't stand back and watch this happen to a great American city, Minneapolis. A total lack of leadership. So he's going to blame Democrats.
You did this, fuckhead.
Either the very weak radical left mayor, Jacob Frey, get his act together and bring the city under control, or I will send in the National Guard and get the job done right. Now, no matter what vitriol Obama had with any local official, Obama and Chris Christie hated each other. When that hurricane hit New Jersey and
Sandy,
they needed help, and Obama went there to call attention to it and help them and get federal aid. And Chris Christie, remember, he shook his hand.
I think he hugged him.
Have hugged him
as
he left. And that was all of a sudden Chris Christie had black on him.
Right. And
but I'm saying that's how you handle it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You mean you work together to make things.
Yeah. How about a tweet something that says I will work with Mayor Frey. We are working together. I've offered whatever support we can.
How about this? I stand in solidarity with the fucking protesters. What about that tweet?
Well,
that would have been a good one.
That's certainly not going
to
happen.
Hey. And I just want to say something to white people.
Obama got in trouble for starting a probe of Ferguson, remember?
Oh, yes.
Republicans lost their mind. How dare. It's overreach by that Eric Holder.
On.
By that Eric Holder, that black one. He's investigating what cops in Ferguson. He got no authority.
And it's not like Eric Holder didn't uncover anything.
Right.
He found some shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
There was some bullshit going on. I mean, God damn. And white people on the Book of Face that don't understand the looting and the rioting, go fuck yourself. You're not supposed to understand everything. Just support.
There was
support.
There was a pundit on the MSNBC, and she was... now I've lost my train of thought. But
pundit. On MSNBC, she was...
Yeah, just kind of talking about how... What do you expect?
Think about
riots. But... Sadly, the riots are then used as a convenient salve to make them forget about the horror of George Floyd's death.
Yes, it's
because now they can say, yeah, that was bad, but riots?
It's a change of subject.
Right. They get to now they get to say,
yeah,
now they get to somehow justify the death of George Floyd by the riots that happened after the injustice.
Right. Well, how about this equation?
And taking too fucking long to arrest these goddamn cops.
Well, yeah. And how about this? How about this? How about if maybe you burn down the Target, maybe next time the cops just won't put their knee on a black person's head and kill them? Maybe they'll think twice about it, motherfuckers.
So that's interesting. I guess there was a dealio in Minneapolis that Target offered to fund... These street cameras that snoop on everybody walking around.
Oh, really?
No. That was a thing. So they're saying that maybe that's why Target was
a Target?
Target.
Yeah.
And I saw now I think it's three different instances of suspicious white folk.
Okay.
Doing property damage.
Oh. Oh, yes.
One, we talked about yesterday, the creepy guy dressed all in black with a black umbrella.
That's insane, dude.
Right.
I saw a video of that.
Who overnight was identified as a Minneapolis cop, but they're denying it, saying it's not him.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Well,
you know, you can't tell. But
right. You got to believe the cops.
There's another one where there's a white protester who was inciting violence.
Yeah.
And they zoomed in and you could see one of those squiggly ear sets.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what normal people, even if you're listening to something on a headset like your iPhone headset or whatever, the little squiggly one is what cops wear.
Yeah.
And it was hidden by a bandana.
You know, I read something about the Boogaloos, the lunatic
Boogaloos. The ones that want the Civil War. It could be them, too. We don't know.
Because there was an article about how the Boogaloos responded to this fucking shit. And they have a whole network, man. They got, like, a server that they communicate on.
Oh, wow.
They have a infrastructure for this sort of thing. So, you know, maybe he was one of those loons.
Pinterest page.
Oh, yes. They have that. You think they have a Yelp?
All good reviews.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Trump continued, second tweet, these thugs, all caps, thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd. I won't let that happen. Just spoke to Governor Tim Walz and told him the military is with him all the way. Any difficulty, we will assume control. Can't but when looting starts, the shooting starts. Thank you. And that is a lovely quote from the former governor of Georgia.
Oh, God.
George Wallace.
Oh, my God. Some states, you shouldn't let the people that live there decide who's in charge because they vote for people like George Wallace or Brian Kemp. Oh, my God. How horrible.
So then Twitter, continuing... It's kind of trying to be over Trump, but everything short of just kicking him the fuck off.
Right. Jack Dorsey finally found some nuts.
Which he would
that's amazing.
He would not be able to handle because
Where who's gonna he's gonna go to Gab? Who's gonna follow him?
Nobody.
And I tweeted earlier that's he's terrified of that. And all these maggots are because they're gonna find out, or they did find out when they were went over to Gab or what's the other one? Parsec, Partwat, whatever the hell it is.
I don't know.
Parcel, parser, is a new one that they're going to. They're all like, we're leaving Twitter and going over to Parser.
Have a ball.
Well, exactly. And we found out with Gab that there's nobody over there except like Nazis.
Yeah.
Like literal Nazis.
Yes.
And then they try to police it.
How?
Because
on well, what exactly. level?
You said this is where all whatever all the people who can't say what they want on Twitter and Facebook are going to go. Now you're finding out why those people were kicked off Twitter and Facebook, you stupid Gab fucks.
Right.
They were kicked off because they're Nazis and because they're anti, they want to kill gay people. And because, they're anti-woman and everything. There's a reason that they are shunned in even the impolite society of social media.
You know, Jack Dorsey, I don't know if you listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, on Spotify, on the podcasting app. Go fuck yourself. I know you want to look big and bad standing up to Donald Trump, but why start now? I mean, really, why start now, you asshole? And Mark Zuckerberg, please, go fuck yourself, too. I mean, what a loser. Yeah, what a couple of fucking losers.
I might go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy a bag of dicks to send to Mark Zuckerberg because this whole
Jack
Facebook
Dorsey,
thing is irritating.
Man. I mean, he's made
irritating, but irritating.
We finally fact-checked Trump after 4 billion lies. We stood up to Donald on your private platform. You can kick him off anytime, you pussy. You stood up to him on his lie about mail-in voting. Yay!
Today they flagged it for violating their rules about glorifying violence, but the tweet would remain accessible in consideration of public interest. You could not, however, retweet, like,
Heart.
You can't like it or retweet it.
Yes.
But you can retweet and say something.
Yeah. Boy, what a stand they're taking. Gee, how about this, Jack? Kick him off. I dare you.
So then hours later, they use the White House, the official White House account, to retweet the same thing.
That's their backup account? Imagine your backup account is the White House account.
So then the same thing. Twitter flagged that one with the same deal.
Hey, you know, Jack Dorsey, a guy's face was smushed into the ground with somebody's knee and he's dead. George Floyd is dead. All these people, kick him off. Well, kick him off Twitter.
It looks like George Wallace used that phrase, but it started.
Yes.
It says the words of former Miami police chief Walter Hedley. As racial tension grew in Miami in the 60s, Hedley vowed to control those black protesters, crack down on hoodlums.
God.
We don't mind being accused of police brutality, he said. They haven't seen anything yet.
You know.
When civil unrest erupted in 1968 for 3 days, three people died at the hands of the police, 18 wounded, 222 were arrested.
Yeah. I mean, you know, think about it. You know why shit's burning right now? Because we have cameras. And cameras caught what those cops did to George Floyd. And imagine all the shit that cameras didn't catch you know, people got beat to death by the cops or assault or they died. Nobody knew. That's why shit's burning for all those fucking people. Right. Burn it to the ground. Go fuck yourself.
And when you've got a race of people who feel like they're being hunted. Well, they are.
Yeah.
We're seeing it on video.
Imagine. It's your family that these cops are doing it to. I don't know why. I just don't I saw this dumbass fucker.
Don't commit crimes. That's the big one. Don't commit crimes.
Oh, boy. God. It's just a nasty fucking time we live in. And this president just emboldens all these fuck faces to come out of the fucking woodwork.
So, yeah, the headline here by Taryn Finley, the shooting of black Americans started long before the looting.
Yeah.
That's directed at Mr. Trump.
Yeah. And what about Kaepernick, man? What about Colin Kaepernick? He called Colin Kaepernick a son of a bitch because he was protesting a peaceful protest that didn't even interrupt your fucking motherfucking football game. It didn't even interrupt the anthem. And these little bitches couldn't fucking handle it. That's why shit is burning, because you didn't listen. Colin Kaepernick tried it in a very reasonable way. How you can't get more reasonable, right?
Right.
Now, it didn't interrupt your precious fucking football game. But now your football game's gonna burn, you idiot.
The Drudge, of course, is still way into the whole riots. Warzone, Minneapolis.
Oh yeah.
More chaos, more looting, cop arrested. Unrest spreads in the USA. It hasn't only been in Minnesota. There's been protests in other cities. There's some shit happened in New York. I saw a little roughing up going on.
Yeah.
People are pissed off.
I hope the cops are scared. If you're listening to this podcast and you're a fucking cop, I hope you're fucking scared. Go fuck yourself.
Fired Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin.
Yes.
Murderer. I added, has been arrested 4 days after George Floyd's fatal arrest that sparked protests, rioting, and outcry across the city and nation. By the way, Mr. Floyd, had he not been murdered, would probably still be trying to get out of jail for allegedly trying to pass a $20 check.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude,
He would have been hauled off and would still be in jail. This fucker killed him.
Yeah, yeah.
Killed someone on camera.
Right.
And was out for 4 days.
Insane.
Living his life.
Oh, yeah. And who knows why, you know, in this bullshit, they were trying to be methodical, to have the case perfect. You know, maybe that is bullshit. I mean, maybe they're getting the story straight. I'm sure they're giving this fucking piece of shit murderous cop got time to get his shit together before he went to jail. Would that privilege have been afforded to someone else that wasn't in their brotherhood of fucking blue? That wasn't a fellow fucking pig.
And it just shows that from the top, it's the same
atmosphere
because Trump thinks the law doesn't apply to him. The white privilege of all these clips we're playing, all these Karens and Kevins or Chads or Corys, whatever the hell you want to call the dudes. I'm white. I have special privileges. I can stop you and detain you and ask you what you're doing walking legally down this sidewalk being black. I can do that.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah.
You fucking cannot.
Right. I mean, God.
You just can't.
Mind your own fucking business. None of these racists can fuck off, man. Eat a dick.
He was arrested on third-degree murder and manslaughter.
Okay.
He was taken into custody in Minneapolis. There was some speculation he had gone to some home in Florida where people found his summer home down in I think it's Orlando-y.
Oh, yeah?
And second home.
Yeah.
And I hope it was his because they painted some very unkind things on it and on the driveway and things like that.
Second home. Imagine a guy who's got enough money to keep a second home is so angry at work, he has to put his knee on someone's neck and kill them.
We have now been able to put together the evidence we need. Even as late as yesterday afternoon, we did not have all that we needed. I don't, you know.
Go fuck yourself.
Saying he was unable to speak to specific pieces of evidence.
Oh, shit, yes.
But he said, this is by far the fastest that we've ever charged a police officer. That's not something to be proud of.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would like to see evidence saying,
Why do they get special treatment? Is the question.
Well, you know, the thing is, all these cops that were there killing this guy,
they should be
George Floyd,
higher standards.
Absolutely, because they know.
Not get special treatment to do whatever the fuck they want. With impunity.
Right, because
it's just the opposite.
They have a deeper knowledge of the law, right? I mean, not that you need a knowledge of the law to kill somebody.
One of the things that should be a requirement.
Why can't you sue these fuckers? That's what I don't understand.
That's qualified immunity bullshit.
If you should be able to sue anyone for violating your rights, it should be a fucking cop because they know better. They fucking know better.
And instantly fired.
Yeah.
Instantly. Sure. And on a list. So you can't get hired in the next fucking county
over
as a cop, which is
what's crazy?
They county hop. I
would think that's not necessary, because why would that happen? But then you look at the Catholics. It happens with their rapey fucking priests all the fucking time.
Except these guys know.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know. I don't think the priests always know that they're getting a, or the local bishop always knows he's getting a diddler.
Oh, they don't care. There's so many diddlers around. They're probably like, oh, another diddler. I don't even, whatever. I'm a diddler. That's what they'd say. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, do you think when these guys, when they were killing George Floyd, did they know? Did this guy know he was killing him today? Was there some kind of expectation that if they did kill him, they were going to get away with it?
Well, the only thing, impunity. They don't care.
That's why shit's burning.
Or they devalue life so much, and black life, that black male life, that they don't even think about it. It's an animal they're sitting on to keep it from biting them or something. And oh well, it died. Just throw it in a heap somewhere.
You know, man,
that's the mindset. Look at that guy. They said he's not moving. You're still on his neck. He's not moving. Looks up at him.
I mean,
whatever.
It's chilling to me that we have another "I can't breathe" moment. There shouldn't be another "I can't breathe" moment.
And you see the comments from the racists online who were like, they always use that as their first excuse. I can't breathe.
Well,
okay. Then a cop, I think it was, I forget who said it on MSNBC today. It's like, isn't there still something that triggers something in your brain, some level of humanity that says, wow, maybe I'm going too far.
Right. I don't know. Maybe it's just
Katie Tour, I think it was, who said
it.
And, but yeah, she was like, doesn't that happen?
Yeah.
People are saying he's not moving.
Why?
You're on his neck. You've now choked him out.
Why not stop?
Right.
I think because these are murderous thug pigs.
And need to be held accountable. And
absolutely.
Shame on the entire culture. The entire police
culture. Why do they have guns?
Exactly.
Why do they have guns? Take their fucking guns.
Exactly.
God damn. You know, I read this thing that this fucking idiot that I know on the Book of Face. And, you know, who said this isn't important, although I'd love to say their names, and I won't, because fuck them, you know. But this to me encapsulates white privilege. She said, yeah, it's a she. I understand anger. I understand fear. I don't understand how destroying someone else's property, especially if they're a small business owner, as shown in these photos, is okay.
Well, it's not.
It's not okay, but you know what? Not being beaten to death is not okay. And this is what society has to endure if we're going to put up with all this kind of fucking racism and bullshit. This comes with it.
And yeah, and we're sorry you lost your shit and your TVs and stuff, but George Floyd lost his life.
Yeah, their shit and their TVs.
And a whole bunch of people have lost their lives with impunity at the hands of this institution, and that's what this is about.
Yeah, it's yeah. And take your white privilege and shove it up your fucking ass.
God. The we had the CNN crew this morning, which is it was just crazy. And then the pretzels that the maggots twist themselves into to try to come up with the bizarre conspiracy theories. Did you see they're saying it was staged?
No.
Oh, yeah, staged. The word staged was trending.
This murder was staged?
No. This arrest of the CNN reporter this morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Obviously staged. Because CNN, lying CNN, China News Network. is trying to say that the...
Wait. Do people say that? The China News Network?
Oh, yeah, yeah, CNN.
I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Thanks to Trump.
Because why? Because...
Because they're anti-Trump. Because they say bad stuff about Trump. Obviously, then you hate America and you love China.
Why isn't it... Oh, I guess it's a C. Who is worse these days? Is it China or Russia? Who's our bigger enemy? And
for reals or for in maggot brain?
Both. Who's in maggot brain?
Because in maggot brain...
It's got to be China.
Yeah, in maggot brain, Putin's our bud.
But for reals?
Co? You're both hard, really bad. The Chinese are bad actors. We can't we can't ignore.
But is Russia a bad actor in our point of view? In our point of view,
yeah.
But our government seems very friendly with Russia.
Russia is less scary in some aspects. China has the money. China has the world by the coin purse.
Yes,
and
the sack,
and more so now that Trump has discredited the United States of America. And pissed off our trading partners worldwide, threatening them left and right, instead of negotiating with. He's like, we buy the most from you, therefore I'm going to bully you.
That's not
and
how...
And then Mexico says, hey, we sell soybeans. And China says, oh, great, we'll buy from you.
Like, you need... The reason why, I think, what do I know? You don't want a business person running a country... is because the goal of a country isn't to make money. A goal of a country is...
Correct.
Maybe you could think, it's crazy, but you could think maybe the profit would be peace.
Right.
That would be the goal. That would be the goal, you fucks.
How about happiness? How about
God.
Health would be great these days. That would have been a few extra million dollars to keep that pandemic panel going.
Oh!
Wouldn't that have been nice?
Yeah, that would have saved some lives, too. There's that.
CNN reporter was arrested while giving a live TV report. And then the cops lied. We've got tape. There's tape.
Yeah.
The arrest report said that they told him to leave and he wouldn't.
And there's no tape in that.
They utterly lied. He even asked them at one point, where do you want me to go?
Yes.
Where do you want me to go? And nobody says anything. So he says, well, okay. He starts his live report. All of a sudden, two jackboots in full armor come and start cuffing him.
Yeah. I really think...
Hard.
Yes.
And by the way, they were hard, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And but because 20 feet away was another news team of white people. This guy happens to be brown.
Well, shit, man.
I'm sure that's just a coincidence. Literally, the crew was running on him.
Yeah.
Through this whole exchange.
They're like shooting the news while he's getting arrested. I mean, does that didn't seem weird to anybody.
The governor got involved and apologized and said, let him go, for fuck's sake.
Jeez.
The
the Mississippi mayor. I'm sorry.
He was detained. He was detained for about an hour.
I'm sorry. I just saw a picture of that Mississippi mayor we were talking about yesterday with his,
He is producer and his photojournalist, were arrested shortly after 5 a.m. as he was reporting live from a street near downtown.
Right.
Where a police precinct building was earlier set ablaze. Thoughts and prayers on that one.
Jeez.
Jimenez could be seen holding his CNN badge while reporting, identifying himself as a reporter.
Insane!
Telling the officers and crew that we will move to wherever you want us to.
Yeah.
The officer then gripped his arm as Jimenez talked and put him in handcuffs. We can move back to where you like. We're live on the air here. Put us where you want us. We're getting out of your way. Wherever you want us, we'll get out of your way. And then they dragged him off.
God, why do you think that happened? Is it racism? It's because those cops were stupid fucking morons?
All of the above. Power trip. They
could be lots of things.
They felt he was disrespecting their authority.
Oh, yeah. That one. That one's a big one,
that's
right?
That's a really big one.
Are you saying our police force, the thugs
that's
in blue,
one of the main ones.
Pigs are very sensitive.
You want to escalate, yeah, is say no to them.
Say no to them? That's it?
Jeez. To something they want, that whether it's legal or not, like you're a passenger in a car, somebody gets pulled over for speeding.
Right.
And he's like, oh, can I get your ID too?
No.
You could tell them to go fuck themselves.
You'll suck a dick.
There's no reasonable, articulable suspicion that you've committed a crime. They do not have the right to ID you as a passenger in a car.
What is it?
Not at all.
You watch a lot of those
say that to them and watch the faces.
You have no reasonable...
reasonable, articulable suspicion that I have committed a crime, God, which is what you need because of Terry v. Ohio, a Supreme Court decision.
Oh, shit.
You need to have that
in
order to demand an ID. Even in stop and ID states like Florida, it just means that once they have reached that point where you are detained for a reasonable or articulable suspicion of a crime, then you have to ID.
Articulable.
That stop an ID does not mean you're walking down the street doing nothing.
Right.
Joe cop pulls up and says, give me your ID. You do not have to produce that.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of these guys end up winning some
lawsuits.
When you
say, they say the suspicion, you have to be able to articulate it.
Of a crime.
Of course, though.
Of a crime.
Of a crime.
And all the cops in these videos stop at suspicion.
You're being suspicious.
We got a call about a suspicious guy with a camera.
You know,
okay, well, what crime? Well, I didn't say you committed a crime.
Yeah.
Then we're done. Thank you, officer. Have a good day.
Yeah, cop asked me while I was taking pictures of something. So in the middle of the night, I was walking down Cervantes, and I took a picture of, it's a highway here, and you walk over. Oh, that's so nice. I just saw
You could have escalated, gotten yourself arrested, and made some money.
Cool. It was right after
as long as you would have taped it all.
Oh, my God.
Before right you after, got beaten.
Yeah. I'm white. I mean, you know. Mm. I had a backpack. The guy's like, I just wonder what you're doing. Walk around with a backpack taking pictures.
Disrespecting cop is is a big crime to them.
Jeez. And, you know,
the bad ones. The really bad ones.
Right after it rained and I was taking pictures of their quote-unquote motor pool. And it did, you know, the way the light was hitting the cars. I said, it's a nice picture. I said, that's why. I said, I'm taking pictures and it's a nice picture. And I said, look, I took a bunch of pictures. He's looking. He's like, that's okay. That's okay. And then he went away.
You didn't have to show him that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Get a warrant.
Yeah, get a warrant. Fuckhead. Fuck the...
unless somebody called on you. But even if someone calls on you, then yes, they need to make contact with you as part of the call.
Yeah.
They should.
Yeah.
But then once you say, I'm out here taking pictures, which is my constitutional right, or I'm out here walking home on a street...
Am I being detained?
Which is not illegal. They can't get your ID.
Yeah. Which
They say, well, that's crime, failure to ID, or you're obstructing. Then you say, what crime are you investigating?
So this is a stop ID state, though, right?
In order to, right.
What does that exactly mean?
That means they still have to have the reasonable, articulable suspicion of a crime.
At that point, for my ID.
At that point, during the detainment, you must then produce your ID. But they have to have a crime.
Damn, dude.
They have to have a crime.
Right. Which one of these First Amendment auditor people do you watch on YouTube? You have
I don't
a favorite?
Some of the names. There's one.
Man, you know this shit. You're rattling off a bunch
of
fucking
like South Florida,
bullshit,
whatever.
You're a cop's nightmare, dude.
Well, I'd probably get the shit beat out of me and tased and taken in.
Not here.
But that happens to them all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And one guy just got $50,000 or something, got a settlement. And he didn't even leave the scene. They handcuffed him.
Yeah.
And made him stand there for like 10 minutes in handcuffs. And then it was like a smallish town where I guess they can just call the DA and ask him what to do. They asked the DA, and the DA is like, oh my God, just let the guy go. Holy shit. And
the DA's like, you're going to make me work.
Yeah. And he sued them, and the city settled for $40,000.
Wow.
Because he was illegally detained. And he kept telling the officers that. And he could technically sue the officers now because it's that qualified immunity thing, which is fucked up. But they could then once you tell them, you know, you I know the law, you're wrong and that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You have no reasonable articulable suspicion, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then this, when they say you're being detained.
Yeah.
If the answer is yes, then you stop talking. Then you invoke your Fifth Amendment right to no self-incrimination.
Right.
Also, there's no one they use, which is true, is you have no obligation as a citizen to assist them in their investigation.
Oh, yeah.
They love saying obstruction. You can't obstruct them from their investigation, but I don't have to help you.
If you refuse to answer a question, is that obstruction?
That's helping. Answering the question is helping. I don't have to help you in your investigation.
So is it a tactic they use to blur the difference between obstruction and...
That was a problem with the there's a Supreme Court decision a few years ago, the fucking cop-sucking-loving Supreme Court decided, yeah, it's cool for cops to lie to you. They can lie their fucking face
off. God damn.
That's how they do the, hey, your partner in the next room just confessed. Fess up. And that'll work. And your partner, they're lying.
Yeah.
They just told the guy in the next room the same fucking thing.
Why don't you just say, I'm a lawyer.
Hey, your partner in the other room. Well, that's why smart people shut up and don't believe what the cops say.
Yeah.
But they're under no obligation to be truthful to you in any capacity.
But you are to them.
You're sure, yeah.
That doesn't seem fair.
Welcome to the police state of America.
Jeez, we suck. Why is shit burning? What do you think?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
What do you think, man? When was the Rodney King?
I mean, there are good cops.
Yeah.
No, seriously. I mean, these audits, there are passes.
Yeah.
People that pass the audit and the cop comes out and then it's the video is kind of more fun. Then usually it's the citizen freaking out and then being educated by the cop.
Right, right.
The cop comes out and they'll say, you know, hey, you just out here shooting video? Yep, okay, I'll go talk to him. That's it.
Yeah. I have a serious question. Why are the British ones more entertaining?
Because the accent. Because of the accent.
Or being detained!
Assuredly, yeah, yeah. And especially Scotland.
I
think it's News Now Scotland, maybe, or something like that. It's one of the more entertaining ones.
Oh, shit.
Because he's like, hey, Piggy, hello there, Piggy, what are you doing? There's three of you here. Look at him reading the paper, sitting there.
Right, right. That's funny.
It's really spectacular.
Jeez.
God.
Fucking cops.
It's a fucking tangent here.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, everybody.
Right.
That's my civil disobedience. I watch First Amendment audit cop videos.
That's good. Fuck these cops.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
So I mean, there you go. This is what's going on. Trump is inciting violence.
Yay!
Quoting former racist leaders of the past that
start looting, we probably start shooting.
Probably they're probably in a spank bank.
Oh yeah, yeah, they love it. Oh, I'm gonna fill up a whole sock.
Not thimble. He's
a whole finger puppet.
The Adderall drives me out.
I gotta hydrate for a spurt. It's not a bit white smoke.
It's kind of like mist. It's cum mist.
Oh, look. It's white smoke. I just elected a pope.
You need to wear a mask.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't get nose pregnant.
Oh, you wear a fucking mask. No doubt. No fucking. I come COVID.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. We love you long time. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for joining in.
Listening.
Today is the day we tell Jesus to fuck off, right?
No, I don't tell Harry. Oh. I don't tell Voldemort to fuck off. I have no reason to tell
Harry Potter.
I believe that could be pretty fictional.
We'll fuck you up.
This is thanks to Right Wing Watch. We've got some pretty awesome sauce clips today.
Right.
Here is Deanna Lorraine.
Okay.
Deanna Lorraine.
Now, she challenged Nancy Pelosi for her job, did she not?
And took a frightening less than 2% of the vote.
Less than 2% is, again, Deanna. Say 1.2 or 1.3, 2%, less than 2% of the vote. You sound insane.
Well, she doesn't that's what everybody says about her to remind
oh,
her.
Oh God,
that she's
I know. We it's said like that. She's damn, we got, said that
it's
yesterday.
It's not like she's got 1.7 tattooed on her. On she her might. Left hooter.
She might on her left hooter. Which hooter you got that tattoo on, Deanne?
Here is Deanna Lorraine, former and maybe future, we heard the other day, candidate. She's going to run for governor, right? She's going to give,
hell yeah!
She's going to give Gavin Newsom, who's now running like in the high 70s approval rating in California.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
She's going to give Gavin Newsom a run for his money.
Hey, Trump, just a quick thing. Trump, take note. Gavin Newsom has a high approval rating because he is trying to do something about the corona. He's trying, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Here's some more Deanna.
Right.
And you know what the sad thing about all of this is? Yeah. Is I will probably have my accounts banned because of this. Speaking truth now gets your accounts banned. So if you wake up tomorrow morning...
Speaking truth, like black people are inferior, for some reason, gets your account banned.
Wait, what planet does Deanna Fuckface live upon that she thinks all everything that's going on? George Floyd was murdered because a cop lynched him in public.
Right.
And I don't
and
care.
Systemic
yes.
culture of murder.
And I don't care about her social media accounts. Do you give a flying shit
but
about
they're
Deanna's?
The victims, Ryan. Oh, they're that's always right. the victims.
Congratulations, you fucking snowflake.
That's why they love the looting, because now they can point to Target and they've been in Target and they could say,
right.
It affects me.
Why are liberals the snowflakes and not this idiot? Why?
Well, because that's projection.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking truth now gets your accounts banned. So God. If you wake up tomorrow morning, it might be bye-bye Deanna Lorraine. I might not have account anymore after tomorrow. I might be banned from Twitter or Facebook
one second,
or YouTube.
I'm sorry,
it's very
I'm
likely.
Sorry,
Deanna,
I'm sorry.
I guess. I've been...
Deanna.
I guess I've been mispronouncing.
One, you might... You woke up, though, right? And you're not dead. I'm sorry. You're so... God, this whole rant is just so insensitive. It really is. She's going to wake up. You will wake up. You know who will not wake up? George Floyd will not wake up.
But the conservative mantra is, fuck you, I got mine.
God damn.
That's just like Jesus would do.
Don't they see... don't they see that... That we have a what would you call it? We're, it's in it. We
okay. Let me pre-answer.
Right, there you go. Just
no,
fucking.
But don't they see what
that we have like a crisis with our law enforcement?
Oh, God!
Cops
yeah.
are killing.
Yeah. Look at the blacks that are summarily executing all the wonderful men in blue.
Tymar Crawford was in his car. Weed was smelled from his car. The police chase him to his house.
This is here in
yes,
in Pensacola, which is a story that did not go national, sadly.
Yeah, and he was shot to death on his porch, you know, and that's how we're in crisis. How the fuck does anybody think if you want shit to stop burning, you have to stop shooting people. You have to stop funding police that just shoot people or kill
yeah, and
them.
Arrest them.
Yeah, yeah.
Right away. If what? That cop would have been that night arrested,
yeah.
there may not have been rioting the past two nights.
And why is it, you know, what happened in Missouri, Eric Holder did an audit, right?
Right.
After, where in Missouri was this?
Ferguson?
Ferguson, Missouri. They did an audit of law enforcement just to see what was going on, and they found out that the law enforcement were, you know...
Racist fuck pirates.
For the most part, being racist fuck pirates on black people.
Yes.
Citing
literal pirates.
For bullshit things.
Yes.
And making them go to court for bullshit reasons.
Right, and then tripling and quadrupling their fines when they couldn't pay the fines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was going on. Why aren't we doing the same thing here? Why is it that triggering something? Why is it Bill Barr taking his boneless fat ass?
Have you?
We know why.
Have you seen
it's our
Bill
government's
Barr?
Fucking
right,
racist.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I'm actually surprised our country isn't burning more than it is.
Right? We said that for years. If black people were one millionth as violent as white racists claim they are, the country would have fucking burned to the ground, I don't know, the 1860s?
It's,
and continue to
yeah,
burn,
yeah.
And rightfully. How many industries were built on slavery? How half of the economy of the South is based on foundations of slave labor way in the past.
Target is burning in Minneapolis because
the whole nation, actually, yeah, not just the South,
right?
The economy, right. Because the textiles that grew here were shipped up north rich white people who could then say, I don't have slaves.
Don't you think it's burning?
But I'm buying all these wonderful cotton items.
Imagine if you're black and you have to explain to your children how to deal with the cops. That's why this fucking place is burning, man.
They do.
Yeah. I mean,
people like Joy Reid and she had on Valerie Jarrett and they were talking and Valerie said, I've had to give the talk to my kids. And Joy Reid was like, I have had to give the talk to my kids. These are this Valerie Jarrett was the national Obama's national security advisor, maybe, or something like that.
Well, Pat, I don't know because Obama's administration wasn't a constant fuckstorm of fuckery.
And Joy Reid, a multi-million-dollar news person, pundit. Yeah, yeah. They have to have the talks with their kids on how to act around police so you don't get summarily executed.
I have no idea what that would be like.
Right.
You know, that's a very complicated. And, you know, to have a conversation with your child like that, that is essentially saying, and you have to explain to this child, I have to tell you this because the world that you live in, that you're going to grow up in and you're going to become a part of is incredibly racist. And there are lots of people in this world that look at you different because you're black. That's a horrible fucking truth to have to tell somebody. That fucking sucks, and that's why Target's burning, you white lily-ass cunt bags.
Wake up tomorrow morning, it might be bye-bye Deanna Lorraine. I might not have an account anymore after tomorrow. I might be banned from Twitter or Facebook or YouTube.
So
very
what?
Very likely. Or I might be suicided, you know? I might not even ever get into Congress. I might...
She suicided? Thinks someone is going to kill her and make it look like she killed herself.
Well, I'm going to...
She is so important.
Yes. Well, actually, I'll speak to that point.
To those 347 people that voted for her in her district.
That many people?
I don't know.
Someone find those fuckers.
I may be exaggerating.
And give them lithium. No, you know, Valerie... what's her name?
Deanna Lorraine.
Valerie Jarrett.
Valerie Jarrett was the previous few sentences ago.
Okay, Deanna, number one, no one gives a fuck about you. I mean, we know this mathematically, right?
Yes.
We have hard evidence that no one cares. And I would say no one wants to suicide you. No one gives a fuck, you know?
Correct.
So so relax. No one cares about you.
I might not even ever get into Congress. I might never... you know, be on Fox News again for saying these things. And that's what's really sad. When you are when you are speaking the truth nowadays in a world of darkness and deception, you are outcasted. You are silenced.
Time out!
A lot of people are even killed.
Time out!
And that's sad.
Time out!
A lot of people are killed, and that's sad.
No one is outcasted. No one. But people are outcast. They are outcast.
We're watching your fucking video on Twitter. I'm watching it on Twitter right now.
But
how is this outcasted? I mean, we're making fun of it.
But it's outcast, right?
Yes.
You're not outcasted. Just like you were not casted in a play, you are cast in a play.
Right,
but you dumbass!
I'm asking this person.
You want to be in Congress?
For the correct grammar.
She wants to be in Congress instead of Nancy Pelosi. You think the country needs Deanna? Go fuck yourself.
I might never be on Fox News. I might get suicided.
Yeah,
oh my God. Nobody's gonna suicide you. Trust me.
What white privilege?
No one. Oh, right.
I mean, really?
Who the fuck do you think you are? Suicided.
God, I mean, it's.
I might get suicided for saying.
Boy,
the truth.
I tell you what,
you're really not.
The only people that know about Deanna are people like us that are playing her in absolute amazement and wonder. Because how can someone be so out of touch and so stupid? I mean,
right? Well, yeah.
You got.
I mean, she's got a little bit of a following of
less than 2% of the vote.
A fervent, but on videos now, she's found her.
Oh yeah,
she's and I mean,
how many
by Republican standards? She's,
oh,
they're into her. I mean, she's
that's
not
horrible.
She's not that popular, but...
You know what? I'll make a prediction. I think Trump will nominate her for a federal judgeship, and she'll get it.
Right.
Why not? That one guy...
I think Deanna Lorraine...
You know, man, that one clip, we got to dig it up and play it again. That one where that one Republican dude is asking that guy that's nominated for a judgeship just basic motherfucking questions. Right. I mean, I don't know the answers.
That was
to
a
him.
Republican, too. So
yeah. Yeah. And it was sad.
That's law 101.
And it was sad. I don't know those. I didn't know the answers to any of those fucking questions. You know what? I'm not a fucking lawyer. And he, you know, and I'm not even, he never tried a case, right? The guy never tried a case or something like that. I mean, it's very sad. Conservatism is very sad these days. It's full of racists. And if you're not a racist, you're a fucking moron,
right?
Rapist, child molesters. Oh my God. It's just on and on and on with garbage.
Garbage.
Ooh, wee wee. No offense.
Trump press conference trending.
Oh, what did he say? Did he say the N-word?
No, he turned around and waddled away.
Oh, did he?
He said, China bad. Well, I'm done with the World Health Organization. We're pulling out and I'm leaving. Bye. Thank you. And he turned around and ran away.
Oh, what a cowardly little fascist.
Not quite a press conference. More cowardly of an announcement.
Hey, Trump, you know what? Trump's got such a hard on for these protesters. Why doesn't he walk his candy ass down there? Put on some riot gear and go to it. Why not? He wants to. He talks a big game. Go there. Show up. What a pussy.
Things are going to get bad. They're saying the autopsy report says there were no signs of traumatic asphyxiation that possible intoxicants in his system and underlying health causes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So they may get away with it.
They're going to say he was drunk.
He wasn't really. Yeah, jeez. They're going to say it just.
Well, then they're going to light this country up. This country will be lit up. You know, because what is our country worth if this.
Is this real? Yeah, possible intoxicants is trending. Or these potential protesters? Intoxicants is trending.
You know, be careful. Yeah, I saw that the cap is going to bail the protesters out. He's paying some bail. Shit. Man, that's crazy.
The autopsy revealed no physical findings that support a diagnosis of traumatic asphyxia or strangulation. Mr. Floyd had underlying health conditions, including coronary artery disease and hypertensive heart disease. The combined effects of Mr. Floyd being restrained by the police, his underlying health conditions, and any potential intoxicants in his system likely contributed to his death.
Right. But why didn't they stop when he said, I can't breathe? The man was pleading for his life, and that cop didn't give a fuck. He didn't
give a
shit.
Well, and they do say, the first thing it says is being restrained by the police.
Right.
Along with underlying health conditions.
Yeah.
And potential intoxicants contributed to the death. So, I mean...
So some scumbag lawyer is going to, you know...
The knee on the neck, which is not any part of standard police training and needs to be banned, just like chokeholds are banned in many places now.
But, you know, man, it's crazy. Even this very confrontation, like, why all these cops for a forgery, supposed forgery or... What are we talking about?
All right, yeah. And they said he was drunk.
Okay.
You know.
So what?
Right. That doesn't mean you get to execute him.
Yeah.
At all. I mean, you know. And like Trump, once the looting starts, the shooting starts. So that's spectacular.
Great. That's a great message to send.
People that are burglarizing, then you think they should be summarily executed on the streets. To show an example. What horrific humans these people are.
Trump doesn't value life. You know, you're really
none
not
of them.
To I mean
not
you know,
just him.
Yeah. All these GOP motherfuckers.
Right.
I mean, in the number, as long as it's under 2 million dead, it's gonna be a win to him with COVID.
Tingly crotches were out there after he tweeted that.
Oh, they loved it. They fucking loved it. They loved it.
The same ones that are like, well, don't commit the crime.
You know,
Walter Scott.
Yeah.
Literally shot in the back. It was as he was running away for his life.
Yeah.
And then the cop lied about it and laid his gun down next to him. And we have it all on video. Remember that?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that guy's gone away now. The cop is in jail. But that's what it took. Somebody with a cell phone across the street.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just fucked up. It's fucked up. Vote blue, I guess, you know. Vote blue and
yeah,
go protest. Get out there and protest in the COVID, man.
So he was face down, lying flat. To breathe normally, you need to increase the size of your chest. You do this by raising your ribs and contracting your diaphragm. When you're face down, the weight of your body makes raising your ribs to expand your lungs difficult. It's even harder when someone's kneeling on you. Breathing quickly becomes abnormal. The person has air hunger, gasping and struggling to breathe. This is known as compressive asphyxia. The weight of the knee on the neck can fracture the hyoid bone or the cervical spine. Your airway is like a straight straw. Any bends in the straw can cause a blockage of the airways. Kneeling on the neck can compress the carotid artery supplying the brain, resulting in less oxygen going to the brain. This can cause death of brain tissue, resulting in a stroke or cardiac arrest.
It just doesn't need to happen at all.
Right. Yeah, this confrontation didn't need to happen. And you know what? If America or anyone gives a fuck enough that they want to stop shit from burning, then you have to do some kind of police reforming, you know?
Right.
You have to do something. You have to take their fucking guns. Why not? Take their fucking militarized toys and their tanks and all their fucking bullshit and their armor. Why are we giving them these toys? Why do they... You know how many fucking SUVs I see in Pensacola with...
Well, and that got reversed, remember? There was a demilitarization executive order that Obama had signed, and they wanted to stop giving them all the surplus army equipment to the... Sending Hummers and armored vehicles to these cops and rocket launchers and shit.
I mean, just think of the message that sends to cops. But this is who you are.
But that stopped under Obama, and Trump ripped that up and said, here you go.
Oh, shit, yes.
Buy what you want, guys.
They're not a military force. They work for us. They work for us! God. And we need less of them. Less.
And
quit calling the police on people, too, by the way. God.
Well, for shit like that.
Just think about the situation you're in. Do I need a cop here? Will that help? Honestly, have that conversation with yourself.
Well, and that's maybe where, like, you know, in Europe, you need the lower level civil people that walk around and are like, please stop doing that. You know, I mean, they're like in Britain where they don't have their constables. They're not constables, but they're something, PCEs or something.
Constable.
Constabulatory. But they don't have arrest power. They can write tickets, kind of, you know, and stuff like that. But they really have to. They have to call in the real police.
What do you think the mindset is like when a cop gets a call and they're like?
And then I don't think the real police are even armed in Britain. I think you got to go one level up to get an actual armed cop. I could be wrong.
And there's no reason we should have elected sheriffs that are armed. With their own, little fucking army.
You'll recall Italy.
Yeah.
Remember the carabinieri in their little huts with their
automatic
weapons.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
a little different vibe in some places.
The cops in Mexico, man, I saw some crazy shit there. This is that one day, and I forgot what city I was in, but boy, it was like a Jeep with a guy in the back with a machine gun and all kinds of crazy shit. Cops just don't need all these fucking guns, man. They're like, well, cops got to defend themselves against people committing crimes. Well, I don't know. Get creative, because you can't be trusted with weapons, obviously.
We've got thoughts and prayers. Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay. Hey.
Speaking of Minnesota.
Ooh.
Additional thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
To the Catholic Diocese of Minnesota,
yes,
who have now had to file for bankruptcy after a $22.5 million sex abuse settlement.
Oh, my God. How much?
$22.5 million. The Roman Catholic Diocese of St. Cloud in Minnesota will go bankrupt, but not before paying out $22.5 million to victims of sexual abuse.
Right.
Some 70 people say they were abused by 41 priests in cases dating back to the 50s. If the bankruptcy plan is approved, the diocese will become the fifth in of Minnesota's six dioceses. The fifth of all in the state.
Jeez.
Out of six.
Oh, my God.
To settle the clergy abuse claims and then turn around and declare bankruptcy.
You know what I don't understand? Why don't we have something like, you know, you have like the RICO Act where it's used to go after organized crimes and shit like that.
Sure.
Because you want to shut down the mafia or organized crime, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you have the Catholic Church. I guess the crime would be the child rape that's all over the fucking place.
Okay.
And then you have a conspiracy to cover it up where it's like one priest is like, hey, buddy, I got this guy that keeps fucking kids. Can you take him to your diocese so he can have some new kids to fuck? I don't know what they say. Right. Isn't that a conspiracy to cover it up?
Sure.
So why can't you use like RICO to go after these dirty fucking priests?
Maybe you could.
And then you could get rid of the Catholic Church.
Right.
I mean,
This is where your issue comes. 22 and a half.
Holy fuck. If they're having to pay out a $22.5 million lawsuit because of these kids that got raped. I mean, why does that institution exist? Why are we...
The victim's lawyer, Jeff Anderson, also helped others achieve a $210 million settlement.
Holy fuck!
Against the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in 2018. In that case, while most of the money came from the church's insurance, roughly $40 million came via the parish's pension fund. So now, innocent, probably teachers that worked at Catholic schools and stuff are going to get fucked out of their pensions.
So wait.
Pension fund and real estate sales.
Oh, that sucks.
Tithe money inevitably went to pay victims who were raped by priests.
There you go. You go to these Catholic churches, you pay into the thing. You're paying for a priest to fuck a kid. Understand that, please.
From the Star Tribune. The Diocese of New Ulm, ULM, in March reached a $34 million settlement with 100 survivors in its bankruptcy case. The Diocese of Duluth and its insurers agreed last year to a $40 million settlement with 125 survivors. And the Archdiocese of St. Paul, like we said before, a $210 million settlement with 450 survivors.
Wow. 450 victims. Jesus fucking Christ. Ugh. Why do we allow these Catholics to exist? The organization, not the people, I guess, that go to the church and look the other way. But like, why the church? Why do we let them form and have a thing? Why do we let someone with the word Catholic in there? Why?
Well, they've been around for a minute.
Well, shit, man.
Tentacles are everywhere.
Let's go after them.
Our attorney general is a Christian zealot, zealot.
He's an Opus Dei fuckhead,
creepy Catholic secret organization.
No. That's not the Opus Dei guy.
Yeah.
The Opus Dei
Billy Barr.
No. I thought the Opus Dei guy was Pompeo.
No, he's a Pentecostal.
He's a Pentecostal?
Yeah. Pompeo is a born-again Pentecostal rapture. Rapture nutball Christian. He's the one that started that Bible group. Reading group in the White House.
Oh, my God. God, enough with your cops and your racism and your Jesus fucking shit. Please, please, we have to be done with this. Can we have a candidate whose thing is like, here's my platform. I am going to get rid of these nasty fucking things that are killing us. Number one, these Catholics, these cops, and what else? What else kills us? What else is raping our children? What else can we do fucking without? No more God.
Let's see. We've got...
Shit, man.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. Jeebus. Thanks for joining.
Right. It's crazy to me that even the cops that were watching this guy get murdered, I wonder what their expectations of were of like what their part it is. Their part is it. What are they watching? What are they allowing to happen? And they're fucking cops. Fuck them.
This is from 2019. This
yes.
is not that long ago, October.
Right.
In his official capacity as America's top diplomat, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered a speech on, quote, what it means to be a Christian leader during a State Department event. Prompting criticism, he crossed the line, denoting the separation of church and state.
Is he saying he's a Christian leader?
Addressing the American Association of Christian Counselors in Nashville, Tennessee, Pompeo emphasized what he deemed the main components of Christian leadership.
Vomit.
I want to use my time today to think about what it means to be a Christian leader. A Christian leader in three areas. Yes. First is disposition. How is it that one carries oneself in the world?
Yeah.
The second is dialogue, talking. How is it that we engage with others around the world? And the third is decisions that we make.
Okay. Well, I know what some, you know, a lot of the dialogue you have, it probably involves like finding people to rape or abuse or oppress. There's probably a lot of that.
Right. And a lot of people had a problem with it saying, one guy said, he's an American leader who is a practicing Christian. He is not a Christian leader.
We are not. Are we Iran?
Correct.
We do not live in Iran. God, that's our Secretary of State. Embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Pompeo, in his speech, recounted his religious awakening as a college student at West Point.
Oh, yes.
Like a lot of people, you don't have to admit it today, but like a lot of people, I grew up going to church, but with a relationship with God that wasn't especially important to me because I was destined to be in the NBA. God. But as I grew older, when I started my time at the United States Military Academy, there were two young men who invited me to a Bible study.
See you in the sauna!
They were very intentional to me in explaining God's word.
Oh, yeah.
After some study and discipleship with them.
Oh, shit, yeah.
They helped me begin my walk
in
Christ.
How do you make fun of that? I mean, I was beginning to, but it's just so creepy. Yeah, a lot of... Somebody's going to need an extra large Skrogard.
He's our Secretary of State.
What size Skrogard does Mike... Oh, they're all one size fits all. You think Mike Pompeo might need to tie two together? Sorry.
They were very intentional to me in explaining God's word after some study and discipleship with them.
Sounds like somebody's a lucky Pierre.
I think there was a ball gag involved. They helped me begin my walk with Christ.
Take out the ball gag, put in my dick.
That's our Secretary of State right now.
Well, that sounds insanity. That's insanity.
That was 8 months ago.
God. But see, all that is based on bullshit sky god shit that's not real. Why aren't you talking about Star Trek or Star Wars or... Why don't you quote the Wrath of Khan or something?
Yeah.
It's science fiction. We have lunatic leaders that are either, I don't know, we know Trump is fascinated with raping, Ivanka, Happy Meals, Fox and Friends, and like Pence is fascinated with shit in the sky. Is there anybody that's fascinated in figuring out Corona?
Well, Fauci. But they tell him to shut up.
Right. That's great. I don't know. I just don't know how we're going to make it till hopefully we're lucky enough that this loon loses and then he waddles out of the White House and, you know, it's just try to put it back together, I guess.
I had this story for a few days. I think you might have put it up on Facebook, too.
Yes.
At one point a few days ago. But they did some research and found out that all the tweets about coronavirus.
Right.
They went through over 200 million.
Yeah.
200 million tweets and found that about 45% are bots.
45%
of 200 million.
That's okay. I'm doing the math here. That's a fuck ton.
Yes.
That's a lot of fake tweets. That's a lot of tweets saying like, oh, the coronavirus dies at 80 degrees. Or, oh, the coronavirus was invented by a monkey in a lab and somebody ejaculated it into a beaker.
Right.
That's a lot of those tweets. Hillary, is it true that Hillary lactated the coronavirus out of her nipple? Her Benghazi nipple.
It's too early to say conclusively which individuals or groups are behind the bot accounts.
Right.
But the researcher said that the tweets appeared to be aimed at sowing division in America.
Yeah. But wait.
About the COVID.
Aimed at who, though?
Aimed dumb at people.
Oh, there you go.
Tweet
okay.
Conspiracy theories about hospitals being filled with mannequins to pretend that they're over.
Oh,
tweeting
God.
That connected the spread of the virus to 5G towers.
You know,
that kind of shit.
Right. Listen, that's insane. Boy. God. Hey, you idiots out there with the conspiracy theories and the bullshit, and you're not wearing your mask and all this stuff. Are you happy that Putin has made you his little fucking idiotic bitch? Do you like that? Does it feel good or not? They like it. They must love it.
I would assume that. Ooh, yeah. They like Putin now because Trump tells them they should.
Oh, Putin, give me some more ignorant bullshit that I can mouth vomit out to my stupid fucking friends.
On the other hand, in typical conservative logic, Trump has always been also been the hardest on Putin and Russia than any president ever.
What is a scan of someone's brain that thinks that way? What does that look like? A Pollock painting? A Monet? What's the one where everything is like melted? A Dolly.
Yes.
It's a Dolly.
Not everything melted, but yes, he's a...
Some things. Yes. Clocks.
Sure. That's the most famous thing. Yeah. Melted.
Well. Penises.
This one's a little infuriating, but I guess the outcome is...
Right.
Is better.
Yeah.
This is one of those Big Sister, Big Brother programs.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Mentors for kids that may not have parents or may only have one parent. And
yeah.
Not have somebody else.
Right.
But 11-year-old April Defibau.
Okay.
Thought the program could help her 11-year-old developmentally disabled son.
Okay.
Everything was fine until the big brother, the mentor,
yes,
decided that the developmentally disabled boy needed to be baptized in Jesus' name.
Oh, God, man.
Without telling and without permission. Quote, she filed for criminal charges. They held my son underwater. It wasn't like they sprinkled water on his head.
Well, yeah.
It was full immersion. He kicked, screamed, told him beforehand that he was afraid. Every day since, he's had nightmares. The same recurring dream about being baptized over and over like he's drowning.
These Christian wackos are super duper freaky. And how is that not assault?
She said she wants assault and child endangering charges filed against Morningstar Friends Church, the pastor, the Big Brother, and Big Brother's Big Sisters organization itself.
Yeah, listen, hey, Big Brother's and Big Sisters org, I think the expectation is if you send your kid off to that your hope is that no one tries to drown your child.
Fuck this cop. The officer who filed the report told her unlikely any of the criminal charges would stick since there was no physical harm.
Right. Okay. Thank you, pig.
They just held him underwater for a little bit.
What do cops do if you're not going to protect people like this in this situation? Like, what do you do? What do you think your job is? Disgusting.
So, indeed, the criminal charges went nowhere. So, American Atheists stepped in, filed a federal lawsuit her behalf. They went after the local chapter of Big Brother's Big Sisters.
Okay.
The Big Brother that was assigned to the son. Let's shame him, this fucker.
Yes.
David Guarnera.
Guarnero, you're an asshole.
Who? God, it's just... It's like that one.
It's all for this dumb fucking magic, right?
It's like that one very special All in the Family when when Archie took the kid and snuck him to the Catholic Church to baptize him because Meathead and his daughter,
Meathead
was an atheist and didn't want to baptize the kid. So Archie stole the kid and took him in his Christian Catholic capacity, baptized the kid.
Right. I mean, you know, it's kind of a thing that just, because we've said on the show, you can have your religion, just don't shove it up anybody's asshole. But I don't know. I don't think that works anymore, man. I think these Christians are incapable of that. The Catholics are way too rapey. And I don't know what the answer is, but you got to look out for these religious people. They're super creepy and they're super rapey and they're fucking dickbags. And, you know, they're busy listening to what someone in the sky is telling them to do. I don't want to be around that mental illness, you know? It's fucked up.
The lawsuit alleged that the court-appointed guardian ad litem, yes, Margaret Vaughn, repeatedly proselytized to the kid's parents and the children and told them that, quote, families need God to raise children.
Okay.
Despite complaining multiple times to her supervisors, no corrective action was taken by the agency.
Oh, shit.
In 2015, Vaughn, this is the guardian ad litem, recruited David Guarnera, member of her church, to act as the mentor for the kid through the Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Damn.
According to the suit, despite explicit instructions from the parents to refrain from religious activities, Guarnera would frequently discuss religion with the kid. On August 28, 2016, Guarnera took the kid to a picnic at his church and, along with the church pastor, forcibly baptized the kid, pushing him underwater.
Okay, so if that's so fucked up, man. If you're in this Big Brother, Big Sister program, can't you give kids a break from this sky god shit? This terrifying sky god shit. And especially if
that's the entitlement again.
If a parent says, I don't want my kid doing this shit,
we are entitled to force our shit on you. Because Jesus. That's because white Jesus.
Right. Well,
it's again, entitlement.
Yeah. God, there's so much, you know, and you kind of get why they feel entitled. My God, they don't have to pay property taxes. People treat these religious leaders and the Pope and all this garbage with such fucking reverence. It's insane.
Right?
They give these people so much authority. And you know what they're doing? They have a business that's based on people's fear of burning in a hell that doesn't fucking exist. Why? Why do we allow this fraud, this garbage? It's so harmful to society. It's fucking crazy.
The first suit got tossed out. They sued again in state court.
Yes.
Arguing that they were violating state law.
Ooh.
That lawsuit proceeded, but has now been settled.
Oh. Oh, they paid.
While the terms are not disclosed, American Atheists and the family say they are pleased with the outcome.
Hey, Catholic dickheads, I have a question. If you have such a strong commitment to God, then why don't you fight this till the end? Why did you settle? But why?
But this is also like, because they probably got some good money. Because No.
What I mean is, like, why does the church settle?
Oh, the church.
Why don't they put up or shut up? If this is their mission from God, then...
Because they can't afford the lawyers, probably.
Ah, then they're bullshit, aren't they? Then you are bullshit. Go fuck yourself.
Well, we know they're bullshit.
They're bullshit. They're in it for the money. They're in it to fuck with children. Some weird fetish kink shit they're into. God. Can you imagine the atheists? Oh, atheists are demonized. Hey, until recently, people hated child molesters. Atheists more than child molesters, right?
Right, a decade ago, maybe.
God, that's so crazy.
That's how indoctrinated people are and brainwashed to think that atheism is the great evil.
Would it bother you if somebody, if you had a dog walker and they said, hey, and you found out that somebody baptized Shelby on a walk? You know what I mean? I would never do that.
Other shit to worry about, but yeah.
Right. People do that, though. They bless the animals.
Oh, yeah. That was a big thing at church.
Yeah.
In the Catholic Church once a year. There's a There's some saint, I think, some feast of some saint where they...
You know why the altar boys love that? They're like, oh my God, look at this distraction. Maybe Father Mokay, he won't rape me. Yeah. There's a dog. He loves dogs.
We've got... Oh, this is great. The great headline. Georgia Supreme Court Justice. Embarrassed after awful video emerges of his nephew threatening to kill black people.
God.
I mean, it's Jeez. Not him, obviously, yeah, yeah. but nonetheless.
Right.
What kind of culture does that tell you?
Well, this is a Christian culture.
That the kid came from.
It's a Christian culture, Pat. What do you mean? It's Jeebus. We love Jeebus.
What many say is an example of the climate of racism. Yeah. Police in Decatur, Georgia.
Fuck you!
Are investigating a racist video posted online by a teenager. In the yes. video, the student waves a toy gun and threatens violence against African Americans.
God.
As people off camera can be heard laughing.
No, yes. Why do you laugh at that? What's funny? What is funny about that? Why would they laugh?
The teen's mother. Oh, what a coincidence. The teen's mother is an administrator at the high school. His uncle is Georgia Supreme Court Justice David Namias. Okay. In a statement, Namias said his actions are out of character.
Oh, shit, yes.
No, they're not.
Out of character.
They're not.
Right. So, and I guess, let me ask, what else is out of character? Is it out of character for that thug cop to fucking put his knee on that on George Floyd's neck and murder him? Was that out of character?
They said he wasn't making a threat, but was inexcusably trying to parody people who make such threats.
Oh, ha, 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 ha. The old, I'm joking. This is the old, yeah. I was joking defense, right?
Yeah.
I'm playing a character. I'm Meryl Streep.
Well, they're probably so pissed at him for putting yeah. that on camera. Not for the racism.
For getting caught.
For getting caught. Absolutely. Yes.
That's the thing with all these snowflake fuckheads. That's the thing with Karen in Central Park. Do you remember her?
Sure.
That seems like it was 10 fucking years ago, but I think it was a few days ago.
It just was, yeah.
God damn. She was only upset because she got caught, right?
Yes, I believe so at first,
right,
yeah.
Right. Well.
Because she approached him aggressively. And said, I don't want to be filmed. I don't want to be filmed.
You know, not only do you have...
And that's when it escalated.
Yeah. If you're African-American, I would imagine not only do you have to have that talk with your parents, with your kids about the cops, you gotta have your talk with your kids about people, apparently. You can't be black and and go birding at the same time without some lunatic.
That's part of their point.
It's insane.
It's not just cops. It's the entire culture.
And it's 20 fucking 20. Should we be farther along? I don't know. Maybe evolved. You would say evolved. We're not evolved.
We would hope.
We're devolved. We are fucked up. God, everybody's worried about Target burning. Go fuck yourself.
Target.
Who cares?
Target will be okay. Didn't see a lot of the pictures today of all the people in the community helping, trying to clean up.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Didn't see pictures today of the people donating food for people that can't go to Target and shit like that in the community. You know, you don't see that.
No.
You only see the rampaging brown people that they want you to see.
Right, right, right. And, you know, I just want to check something on our local...
here in Pensacola, Florida.
This is our local WEAR-TV owned by, what is that, Sinclair? Sinclair Media Group. And, you know, it's, I don't know. You see a lot of stories about the rioting. A lot of stories about that. You don't see anything about what happened.
Right.
The why. Just the horrible rioting.
Right.
Do people think it's not okay to say, like, do people think, oh, this rioting's horrible. It's just horrible. Can they ever think, why, though? Why are people rioting? Why would you do this?
We've got, it's Faithless Friday, everybody. Don't forget.
Yay, Jeebus.
Celebrate your heathenness.
Hey, Jesus, what's up, man? Where are you? Are you on OxyContin or something? Are you fucked up? Did you pull a Heath Ledger?
That story made me crazy of them. Big brother, big sister.
Oh, that?
Taking a kid to
get
baptized.
That's so fucked up.
A special needs kid who you're going to terrify, possibly, by dunking him underwater when he doesn't want
to. These fucking Southern Baptists, let me tell you something. They got a big Mike Pence boner over this dunking. Oh, they love the dunking. They love the dunking so much. The Southern Baptists have a pool in the back of the sanctuary where you can, they get all fucking wacky and watch the dunking. And you know who's who else is crazy with the dunking? The Mormons. A friend of mine, for some reason, I feel bad for this person because she was a teenager and dated this dude and she found herself getting baptized into the Mormon church. And it's like, why would you want to put yourself through that nuttiness? You have to go through all this weird shit. And I went to her baptism. She invited all of our friends from fucking drama club and shit. And the baptism is so freaky, dude. It's like there's a closet, right?
Oh, that's a lot of shit about that.
It
is freaky.
It's traumatic.
Like, they don't, you can't go in there and take a picture of their
yeah,
their puddles of Jesus or whatever. They
probably say, well, it's your privacy. And it's like, no. You don't want people to see that and freak out that you're doing some weird shit.
Speaking of.
Yes.
Listen to this.
Weird shit.
Amazing duet.
Okay.
We've been playing a lot of clips of Josh Bernstein, who is ready to start killing people. Yeah.
Oh, he said that, right? What did he say yesterday? We played a clip of him saying something.
And we must not obey unconstitutional stay-at-home orders. We must always hold sacred our right to freedom of speech. And if necessary, not be afraid to use our Second Amendment in order to make sure and secure all of our rights.
This is about, like, wearing a mask.
Not being able to go to
the cheese fountain.
Explain. Well, you can. You just have a mask on. I don't know. Boy, I tell you.
So anyway,
if you got a guest.
He was a guest.
Oh, okay.
We haven't heard from this guy in a while.
Right.
He was on the Pray in Jesus' Name show with none other.
Brian Fisher.
No. Than Colorado's Gordon Klingenschmidt.
Okay, I'm done. I get fired and Shelby gets my chair. I got that wrong, man.
Gordon Klingenschmidt.
Come here, Shelby.
Klingenschmidt.
Right.
On his show.
He sucks.
Here he is with Josh Bernstein.
Right.
Planned Parenthood has killed 360,000 black babies in 2014 and similar numbers in other years. In their Planned Parenthood abortion mills, black children have been the victims of genocide for many, many years, and nobody bats an eye. My point is...
Meanwhile, Gordon, joining the same club that Tucker Carlson has joined, the
Nazi club?
I'm eating so much that I'm losing any sense of a neck that was ever there. Club.
Wow. Well, I mean, to be fair, Tucker and Gordon are probably, they're already in the Nazi club, right?
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
They may not have even had to pay dues.
They just let him in. They're hey, you're our favorite Nazis.
Years, and nobody bats an eye. My point is, if you're angry about this, if I'm angry about this, just imagine how angry God is. The feelings of righteous anger that you have inside of yourself, or that the black community has on these kind of horrible occasions, just imagine how God feels every day when his innocent children are slaughtered.
Oh,
what if God was one of us?
Jeez.
You think you're mad.
Oh, yeah. God damn.
Gordon Klingenschmidt.
Right.
Saying,
Shit.
Talking about the babies.
The righteous anger in the black community who is obviously deeply offended. I'm angry. You're angry. These cops should be tried. They should not get away with murder. And yet, Planned Parenthood has killed 300.
Oh, my God.
But
I mean, it's like, what do you even call that? That's like a complicated right wing nut job brain jujitsu move. I mean, how do we go from the murder of George Floyd to abortion? How do you get to abortion? How the fuck does that happen?
Compared to this guy who was suspected of forgery, granted, that is a crime. He's not innocent, but still should not have been mistreated the way he was.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
Well, look, I think there's no question that the Democrats are truly the party of death.
What's with...
No, is that a segue?
Yeah, you know, this black guy shouldn't have been killed and stuff, but
hold on.
Look at how the Democrats have killed all these babies.
Is there an edit there?
No.
That's just what he goes into?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
There's no question that the Democrats
who were being murdered, compared to this guy who was suspected of forgery, granted, that is a crime. He's not innocent, but still should not have been mistreated the way he was.
Whoa.
I think there's no question that the Democrats are truly the party of death.
Okay.
They celebrate death. They fund death. Jeez. Death. They do political activity based on the ability to bring death.
God, Jesus.
Political activity.
Dick.
So advocating for women's right to choose is right. Political activity to bring death.
What is she eating? She's eating something.
She's yawning. And
Okay.
Just going.
I think I'm totally fucking, this guy really threw me for a loop. I mean, number one, what is he mistreated? He was murdered. He's saying George Floyd was mistreated. Okay, right. I agree.
But he made sure we...
He was murdered.
Made sure we knew he wasn't innocent.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Notice. He wasn't innocent, but, you know, he should have been mistreated like that.
Yeah, I feel... I forgot the person's name. It's so horrible. Who morphed into a demon?
Michael Brown?
Oh, my God. Didn't Michael Brown... Wasn't there something like... The dickhead say he did something in some store...
Oh, that he ripped off some cigarellos or from a store.
Wasn't even evidence of that, by the way, right?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Not that it would matter.
Again, right.
And
same thing with this. It doesn't matter. If George Floyd was trying to pass a bad $20 check, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean he should have been choked out.
What about selling Lucy?
To death. Same thing.
Hmm. But, you know, it's like... I don't know what it is. It's bad taste. It's being insensitive. It's being a shitbag, probably racist. Why do you have to mention it? I don't give a fuck what George Floyd forged. I don't give a fuck. Who fucking cares? Go fuck yourself, Klingon shit.
That's Gordon Klingon shit and Josh.
Yeah.
Bernstein.
Is he still in our government, this guy?
Effilating each other.
Dr. Chaps or Captain.
No. They voted him out, even in conservative Colorado Springs area.
Does he have a lot to be. I mean, what did he do as a legislator?
Well, he got kicked off within 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Of becoming a legislator. He got kicked off of all committees because of some heinous shit he said. I think it was about trans people.
Oh.
On his show. And then he said, well, I'll stop doing my show. And they said, we don't care. You're not getting your committees back. So he was really a worthless. Now your representative has no power. He just gets a vote. He can't be on any committees. He just goes in and says yes or no and leaves.
Isn't that what happened to Steve King?
Well, right.
Did Steve King get back on his fucking committees, by the way?
I don't think so. Oh, I think there was whispers of that, and then why do I don't the people, think it's happening.
People of Iowa, even if you are a racist piece of shit, I mean, what can Steve King do for you now? I mean, right?
Right.
He's less useful
than he was before when he did nothing for them. That's one of the things his opponents are like. He's like, name one piece of legislation that Steve King...
What is Matt Gaetz doing for us?
...has sponsored.
What is Matt Gaetz doing for us? Go vote for Phil Ayer.
Also ringing in.
Yeah.
On what's going on with the death of George Floyd.
Okay.
I know you guys are wondering what Coach Dave is thinking.
Oh, my God.
Here's Coach Dave.
He's going to be... I'm gonna make a prediction. I will bet you... I'll bet you $5 he's incredibly racist.
The fact that guy got killed I feel bad he got killed. I feel the police. I don't know. See, again, I'm not going to fall in line and say, like everybody else says, this guy ought to be hung. He ought to be charged with murder. That's why we have a justice system. Let the justice system work. Hillary Clinton is still walking around after being responsible for the deaths of at least four men.
Drink. Drink.
Holy fuck.
Instant Hillary pivot.
You know, that damn. Damn, that one got me. I, you know, the dog is staring at me. I'm sorry. I knocked me out of my chair. I did not expect Hillary. I didn't
expect says this him. Guy ought to be hung. He ought to be charged with murder. That's why we have a justice system. Let the justice system work. Hillary Clinton is still walking around after being responsible for the deaths of at least four men in Benghazi. She's still walking around.
Of which there's zero evidence that she was in any way responsible.
No, it wasn't investigated, right?
They didn't even look into it.
No, it wasn't even looked
into. She hardly talked at all for 11 hours when she was being grilled by Trey fucking Gowdy.
We should really investigate Benghazi. Jeez.
Four times.
Yeah.
And millions of dollars.
God.
Responsible for the deaths of at least four men in Benghazi. She's still walking around, and I don't hear anybody calling for her to be dead, right? Are you with me?
Well, no, you are.
I was just going to say, he had to pause on that one, because he knew he was teeing up a big fat lie. We don't have anybody calling for her to be dead.
Calling on her to be dead? That's bizarre, Coach Dave.
He's lying.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do you think anybody on his meetup group or whatever the fuck they're on, do they care?
No, but this is interesting to me.
Yes.
Because this next clip, because I well, here you go. It's Dilly.
Oh, shit.
But we know Dilly lies, right?
Yes.
With impunity. He doesn't care. He admits he lies and he'll make shit unquote, up.
Doesn't give a fuck.
Just to try to own the libs and have Trump win and all this stuff. So
yeah.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised that he's jumping on this bullshit, but it does surprise me a little because he didn't seem to me as being crazy enough to go with the Q shit.
Okay.
The Q level.
Right.
Conspiracy theory shit.
Yes.
But here he goes.
The PSYOP is full blown. The false flag is here, okay? It is full blown. If you're not paying attention, you have been trained the last 3.5 years to be able to sniff out this kind of shit. If you don't recognize it at this point, no one's going to be able to help you. They are burning the city. There is a collaborative effort between the Democrat Party, the local and state police, the actual members within the community who are being led more than likely by characters who are funded by George Soros.
Listen to this.
Holy fucking
The
cock.
Democrats are colluding with the local police. This is all a charade.
Oh, yeah. A charade. That's crazy. I mean, wow.
It's a psyop to weaken President Trump.
But what about what I'm seeing on TV and stuff?
It's theater, man. Reports. It's theater. It's like Dustin Hoffman and Wag the Dog.
Oh,
it's all fake.
They must have a lot of extras and stuff.
Community who are being led more than likely by characters who are funded by George Soros.
Drink.
God.
Pay attention.
So what about George Floyd? He was murdered.
They ran the same playbook in the summer of 16. They ran out of ideas, and that's where we're at right now. Pandemic, shamdemic didn't work. Oh my God, shamdemic didn't work. It was
shamdemic?
Shamdemic didn't work.
Yeah.
Over in less than 90 days, what do we do now?
Well, what does he mean the shamdemic didn't work?
The numbers are going up, and he's saying...
No, he means that... Well, now, he means a shamdemic, meaning... They created this thing to be a pandemic, but then it got away from them and it turned into a real thing from the sham.
No, the uproar about the pandemic, it only kills old people, Ryan, and only a couple of them.
So, okay.
This was orchestrated by the deep state and the Democrats to get Donald Trump to shut down the economy so that it'll hurt his reelection campaign.
I mean, the deep state must have resources like DreamWorks Studio. I mean,
They literally have DreamWorks Studios. Yeah. Well, DreamWorks is gone, but they literally have
mannequins. Sure. There's mannequins.
Oh my God, Shamdemic didn't work. It was over in less than 90 days. What do we do now? Same thing we've been doing for 40 fucking years to try and keep people on the plantation of the Democrat Party. We start race riots. We have a policeman violate someone's constitutional rights and murder.
He put air quotes around policemen.
Well, they are cops.
So maybe he's saying that, that poor Mr. Floyd was actually killed by a Democrat operative paid by George Soros to start this whole thing. And that everybody probably standing around filming it were paid operatives.
We have a policeman violate someone's constitutional rights and murder them on camera while staring fucking soullessly into a cell phone camera. Really? You are absolutely watching a false flag narrative, much like the Shamdemic.
Yeah.
You are watching it in real time.
Oh, my God.
You don't know what you're seeing. Just so we're clear, your journalism and your media is so fucking corrupt across every station.
So the facts that you see,
fucking Christ,
the things that you see, you can't believe. It's literally what Trump said. You can't believe what you see and believe what you hear. Don't believe it.
I mean, you know, I guess Brendan Dillon on Fridays is like, it's false. Is it False Flag Fridays? I wonder. I wonder if he does that.
He's crazier than I had expected for some reason. Like, he's always been, you know, obviously a Trump hole licker. But
I mean, he must have a stable of people that he's a life coach for, right? I mean,
but for him to go this crazy,
can you imagine? God, you know what's crazy? I listened to my podcast, my life coach's podcast today, and it's really wild. It's really,
we're clear.
Really nuts.
Your journalism and your media is so fucking corrupt across every station. You don't know what you're looking at. You are participating in a psyop. The people on the ground probably don't even know what the fuck is going on.
Because it's not, it doesn't exist. God. That's why nobody knows what's going on.
The people on the ground don't know what the fuck is going on.
I mean, they really just have to in between jerk off sessions of Hitler speeches,
they gotta have some Powerade or electrolytes in there somewhere.
They just twist themselves into these bizarre multi-layered Rube Goldberg theories that just to try to somehow make sense of their fucked up worldview.
It's a paranoia thing, right? Because they don't believe anything. So what they're looking, they're right. Because their paranoia allows them to put dots together of things that are fucking unrelated. Like, I mean, you know, Coach Dave really did floor me when he went full Hillary on this.
Right.
I did not expect that. I thought he was going to go full racist, but he went Hillary. I mean,
we can't have nice things. Story?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Spanish government today approved the creation of a minimum income of 462 euros a month for the poorest people in the country.
You know, guys, if you could take your hands out of out of your fucking assholes for 3 seconds and start electing people that are good, we could have UBI. But you know what we're doing in our country? We're burning it to the ground because we are awash in racists. Our cops are racist. Everybody sucks, so we can't have UBI.
The minimum income would increase with the number of family members to a total of up to 1,000 euros a month.
Yeah.
1,015.
Right.
It aims to reach 850,000 households. 2.5 million people will be costing the government about 3 billion euros a year.
That's money well spent.
It's one aircraft carrier.
Really?
Seriously. Probably less.
Okay.
Than one aircraft carrier.
It's our money, right? I mean, we are the people. That's our aircraft carrier, right? Well, what I want to do with our aircraft carrier is sell that
bitch. Yeah.
And I want UBI. What do you think about that shit, motherfuckers? Can we do without one aircraft carrier so we can all stay at home and not choke to death from COVID?
Spain has been one of Europe's hardest hit countries with COVID, more than 27,000 deaths.
Yes.
Nearly 238,000 confirmed cases. Yay. One of the highest unemployment rates. Close to 1 million jobs were lost in March alone when the lockdown began. And the Bank of Spain has forecast the economy will contract by up to 12% this year.
So, but what they're doing to...
is guaranteeing income to the people that need it.
That's how they're reacting to that.
That's true.
That seems like... what word am I looking for? Like, logical.
Right.
Rational.
And something that will actually help the people that elected you.
Oh, God. That's fucked up.
Not punish them.
Wow.
Like here in Florida, where you get punished for trying to use the unemployment system.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Why are we such abuse fetishists over here or something? Why is this puritanical society?
Yeah, that's,
we all gotta work.
I think that's a lot of that religious bullshit. The life is suffering. You have to deal with suffering, and don't worry, it'll be great after you drop dead and Jesus is up there dancing on clouds.
I mean,
with
that's
you.
What generally, you know, that,
and we won't let the black ones in here, so you'll be comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, I see it on Facebook. These loons are like, are you know, this pandit, they're always like, this is bad, but it's not worth losing the economy over.
Well, opiate of the masses. I mean, Marx had it. Religion is the opiate. People are like, oh, well, you can steal all my money and steal the future of the planet.
Yeah.
The air, the water, and quality of our great-grandchildren, our grandchildren and great-children. You can take that as long as you tell me that I'll be fine after I die.
Right.
Take that away.
Right.
I don't care.
Why do we have it's a mental illness, man. If your whole life is about living it in a way that something that doesn't exist in the sky lets you into a Narnia like heaven or what the fuck ever that doesn't exist, then you need pharmaceuticals and you need a doctor.
Wouldn't that be nice if your belief actually caused you to really not be a cunt? That would be nice.
I'm looking instead for that. I don't see that.
Instead of
that's
using your religious beliefs as a cudgel to subjugate other people to follow what you believe and to step to what you want them to do.
I don't give a fuck if Jamba Juice's stock goes up. What if you breathe on me? And then I breathe on somebody I'm close to that's immunocompromised or some shit like that and they die. Did no one hear the words of Brian Sims? You know,
the lawmaker from Pennsylvania is pissed off that
I thought he said some righteous shit that. And I thought, you know, it's a horrible situation and I hate that happened to him and all those people. But he was right to speak out and say what he said, you know.
An African-American board member has resigned from Jerry Falwell Jr.'s
Jesus
Liberté University after
Liberté.
Jerry Falwell,
yes,
had a really stupid idea.
Okay,
he tweeted, "This is Jerry Falwell Jr. I was adamantly opposed to the mandate from the governor of Virginia requiring citizens to wear face masks until I decided to design my own. If I'm ordered to wear a mask, I will reluctantly comply." But only if this picture of Governor Blackface himself is on it, and it is a... Then he says, hashtag Vexit, hashtag end lockdown now. Face mask, 4-pack, and it's the picture of the governor of Virginia when he was dressed in blackface, standing next to the guy in the KKK outfit when he was in college.
What the fuck? But this is a Christian, right? Is the Christian guy here?
Who, Falwell?
Yeah. That's his thing.
That's how he identifies.
Right. How?
I mean, he's the quintessential American Christian right now. He's a fucking
Liberty University
asshole,
has like a
hypocrite.
Board. They have a board. That,
yeah, sure.
That, okay.
How
do you find yourself on that board anyway?
So,
jeez,
this gentleman has resigned.
Yay. Well, good. Good for you.
Because he's a little upset.
Right.
About the use of
on a mask,
a racial joke. Yeah.
Oh my God. Jeez.
Jerry Falwell Jr. criticized.
Is he the guy that runs around telling people about his enormous cock?
Yes. And then, especially apparently a pool boy. Oh, well, I don't know if he.
This is Franklin Graham.
About his
I thought
big hog too.
Oh
no, Franklin Graham is just an asshole.
Oh okay, jeez. But Jerry Falwell Jr.
a fervently anti-LGBT asshole. But
okay,
just an asshole. That
he's trying to keep these guys straight. There's a lot of shitty white people we cover on this show, and sometimes they all blend together.
We don't have much time. I wanted to get to this story really quickly. Wisconsin.
Fuck you.
In Winnebago County.
Okay.
A couple went to get a marriage license and they were told you can't get married. Or it's Wisconsin. You can't get married here, you know. The couple said the request to solemnize their marriage by mutual declaration had been refused because they're not religious.
Oh, my God.
Instead, county officials demanded they arrange for an officiant to order in order to proceed with their wedding plans. You don't have to have your religion solemnized by some wizard of your religion.
Wait, you're not required to have a wizard wave a wand over your fucking marriage?
Quote, had they been religious or if they had lied and simply said they were religious, the marriage could have proceeded as planned. Instead, this merely because they're atheists. It's not even it's not a same sex couple.
These are
atheists. These are professed atheists who are being told you can't get married.
It's 2020, motherfuckers. Damn.
A warning has been sent to the county clerk,
right,
along with a request for public records.
Yes.
Involving self-solemnization and how they implement the law there.
Right. They want to see if they're doing more of this shit, right?
The Atheist Council says this is one of the most clear-cut cases of discrimination against atheists still sullying our legal system. Yeah. We fought this battle across the country and are more than willing to fight it here. We hope that the Winnebago County, Wisconsin's Attorney General realize this is a case they cannot win. And allow non-religious Wisconsinites the same rights to a wedding of their choice.
Oh, shit.
That their religious neighbors have.
Fuck yeah.
So they're trying to say, just lie.
We, you know, these people that issue these marriage licenses, when are you guys going to get hip to the fact that you just can't be dickbags?
Right.
And that you're going to be called out and you're going to get in trouble and you're going to lose your fucking job. And if you don't want to do that, if you don't want to issue people a marriage license because they're atheists or whatever, get another fucking job.
Well, and to literally be told, well, just lie. Just tell them you're religious and say it was, you know.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
Right?
That's crazy.
Why does it hurt you?
Yeah, go fuck your Jesus.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Have a blessed weekend. We'll do it again on Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We'll be on your favorite podcasting application, as always. And check out what Ryan's doing on social media and go to his website, radarcomedy.com. Go to his Twitter feed, his Instagram, or his Facebook is Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We'll talk to you on Monday, everyone. Stay safe. Hang in there.
Viva.
Drink a lot.
La resistance.
And I've never felt more alive than getting ready like a big old juggernaut. They just loaded up with fuel and pulled the pin on to get ready to come after all you people.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.